Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We currently have Greta O'Leary on the line, who's going to be chatting about her new single, Baby I'm a Singer. Morena, Greta, how you doing?
Hi, Zach, how are you? I'm good.
I'm very chill. You know, Greta is a very powerful name. When I think of the name Greta, I often think of the Titans, like Greta Gerwig and Greta Thunberg.
Yeah.
Are you very happy to have that name?
Yeah, it feels very, it does feel like a strong name and very me. Possibly just because I never meet anyone with that name, so it's easy to feel more possessive.
Is it Scandinavian at all?
It's German.
It's German, okay.
Better, yeah.
You got some German in you?
No.
Because O'Leary, I thought, would be Irish, correct?
Yeah, that's Irish, yeah.
Nice,
definitely.
Nice.
I think my parents just like the movie star. Yeah.
Nice. Who was the movie star?
Greta Garbo.
Greta Garbo? Is she from old-time Hollywood?
Very old-time, yeah. And she was extremely famous, and she had very big eyes and, I don't know, just fit for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. You're currently in Tamaki Makaurau, where it's a bit average today, yeah?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct, but because I'm usually in Pōneke, it just feels like summer all winter long, to be honest.
Yeah, it's spooky, right? It's a little bit spooky. I don't know. I even Dunedin has been pretty warm for a summer, which is like that's when the alarm bells are ringing. It's a bit cautious. Anyway, we're here to talk about your new track, Baby I'm a Singer. I thought I'd start off this conversation with a question. What did the sewing machine say to the newborn?
What?
Baby, I'm a singer.
Yeah.
It was a very dry joke I came up with yesterday on the spot, trying to like... Yeah, it's very silly.
Save that for later.
But the track came out at the tail end of August, on August 30th. How's the reception of the track been?
Yeah, it's been good. I haven't... it's my first music for 2 years, and it's been a really big 2 years, so it's been so, wonderful to have something out, and I've been getting a lot of nice messages and good messages about the music video and the visual world and stuff, so it's been a very happy time.
Awesome. What was happening in the 2 years between this and your previous project?
Just a lot of growth, I guess, and a lot of focus, but it was all behind the scenes. I was doing a lot of writing and collaborating with new people, and I had this mentorship and... Yeah, it was just like setting a lot of things into place and really deciding like where and what I wanted the new work to be. And it just takes so much time.
It does. It can, eh? Yeah, no, for sure. I'm chatting to someone later on in the program who's been working on a 26-minute album for 6 years. So totally know. I mean, I'm not a musician myself, but I understand what you mean. The video...
6 years, yeah.
6 years is a long time. The video is a pretty moody escapade featuring you singing on what looks like a big, like, raceway platform, like, horse race platform, with interspersed shots of you kind of nonchalantly moving and grooving in black and white. Where was the video shot? Because it's a very evocative kind of platform. It looks very royal, looks very Victorian, and it gives off horse racing energy.
Horse racing energy? It was shot at the Auckland Domain. Near the museum there.
Oh, and sick. The museum's awesome.
So all of that's there, you know, because it's very large grounds. I haven't got horse racing yet, but I have been getting Kate Bush comparisons, which is a very high praise to me.
Yeah. That's sick. Getting compared to Kate Bush I'd even like that.
Yeah.
No, it's a really beautiful platform. Is that like a grandstand that you were on when you were singing and then the video when it's in colour? Is that like a grandstand?
Yeah, because there's a football field and there's those bleachers when I'm in the black, and then above the bleachers, I don't know what you call that, just this the strange building with the blue tiered stairs.
Yeah. It looks kind of like a grandstand or something.
Yeah, it's so beautiful there. And it's like abandoned. It's not maintained.
Really?
Mm.
Wow. That's so sick. What about that site made you think, oh, this is good for my track?
I just arrived up north and I was house sitting in the area and I was just really loving particularly the trees because the trees are so different in Tamaki and in winter, like leafless, like Pōneke just doesn't have those like deciduous trees so much, like, and yeah, I just like was like slowly mapping out this visual world that fit with it, and yeah, it was very easy in the end because the location was so right.
I am looking at photos of the trees in Auckland Domain right now, and they are gorgeous. There's some insane like gnarled kind of like branch, real sporadic trees. It looks awesome. Very, very picturesque place. There's a passage on the song which I quite like, and it goes, all I hold dear in this world beyond the call of modern toil, you'll know it when you feel it, I did. What does modern toil mean to you?
I guess it's like the hustle, and it's all the things that I have to do to like stay alive.
Yep. Preach it.
Which are not the things that I want to be doing. So I guess just living in a very very technological time. And a time where I've got to work a lot and money's tight and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and technology isn't like the kind of utopian vision, which easily could be. It's like this weird, annoying productivity maximizing horrific force that is driving us all a little bit crazy.
Just the excessive, you know, it is a great tool, and obviously I love videos and stuff like that. That's a great outlet for me, but the excessive reliance, I find it very anti-creativity.
Yeah, and anti, it's very individualist and kind of atomizing as well, I find. And it's, I imagine it's double for someone being an artist because, I don't know, it's like, I know a lot of people who are musicians who, music isn't their primary output. Their primary output is like whatever their day job is, and that's like stifling their creativity in a way. And if they do want to make it full time as an artist in any kind of medium, they feel like they have to kind of shrink their artistic vision a little bit to match commercial purposes. So there's a lot of, it's really hard it's a very modern toil, as you say. Very, very effective line there. Well, your last project, Treasure Horse, came out in November 2022. It's an EP, which I thought it was on Spotify, but it's not. It's on Bandcamp. What was your biggest takeaway from putting that out there about, I guess, your songwriting process and your creative style?
Honestly, my biggest takeaway from that project was realizing how careful I needed to be with making art and also trying to share it. In terms of like the modern hustle, like I felt really burnt out at the end of that that release, and my biggest takeaway was like I never wanted to go through that again in that way, and it was also growing pains because it was my first collection. So I was like, I have to do things differently and like protect my like sanity and my like like well-being. And then creatively, I think it was just it was early times, and naturally, like any artist, I think I have become more. I get like refined in my direction, and also just the confidence to like back oneself, like in the studio or, you know, or when in the release.
Mm-hmm.
to be a so bit that's more, been a nice change.
Yeah, be a bit more, I guess, self-confident in a way, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, about your artistic endeavour. That's really cool. I'm glad that you've taken that lesson away, because that's definitely a big part about, from what I can tell, a big part about, yeah, being being an artist, is being able to know, be confident in yourself and in your work, which is, yeah, can't pay on that. Have you got any, I don't have a whole lot of time left for the corridor, so I'll just ask you two quick questions. Have you got any new tunes on the way, and maybe an EP, and have you got any shows planned?
Oh, yeah, so, yeah, there is more music coming soon, and, yeah, this is the first of a lot of new collaborations and exciting things. And yes, I've just announced a very short tour, so only in Tamaki and Pornicky, playing two release shows next month in October.
Cool. Do you reckon there'll ever be a Ortipoti show visit to Dunedin at some point in the future? Yes. Yeah, cool.
Yes, hopefully, probably not this year, but hopefully soon. I really love coming down. I try to visit every year.
I feel like you... Have you been to the Botanical Gardens here?
I don't think I have.
Okay, well, if you like the Domain, you'll love the Botanical Gardens. Yeah, cool. They're real cool. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me this morning. It was great having you on, Greta, and have a fantastic day.
Thank you, Zach. You too.
Thank you very much. All right, folks. That was Greta O'Leary chatting about her new track, Baby I'm a Singer, which you can find on Spotify. We're going to play it for you now. It's 9:46. We're going to have Clowning Around straight after Greta O'Leary. I hope you have a fantastic day, folks. And we'll see you very shortly.
Stand out in the crowd. Christmas ribbons wearing proud, I dream in pictures. Can't be at the desk, it takes my will and language. Baby, I'm a singer.
You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. Find audio like this online at r1.co.nz or wherever quality podcasts congregate.